Yes, sir. Man, you already know what time it is. This is the DSA podcast. We are the best South Phillies, as always. I got my flip father with me here, Boogie.
Yes, Lord. What's happening, good people?
Co-hosting on the show, you know who it is, man. It's my boy Jay Beezy on the
beat. Beezy, man. What's up, world?
And all together, man, we are the Dirty South Phillies back for another episode.
Yes, Lord.
Chilling in the hideout for the episode today. Yeah, man.
We are.
Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Shout out to everybody on Instagram, all social media that follow us and been hitting us up and everything, man. Shout out to y'all.
All right. Shout out to y'all, man.
Hey.
Y'all made this possible.
We got a dope episode to go through today.
Let's do it.
First, hey, we're going to kick this thing out. We ain't talked about it all season. We got to get into some sports.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You've been paying attention to the DSA podcast. You know we are sports junkies.
Yes, we are.
Before we get into all the sports, I got to say, the Bray, man, fuck y'all. I love you. Fuck you. Because you ain't nowhere in the hell you're going to win 100-something games, get to the playoffs.
And break all them damn records.
But you know
and
what?
You put out like that.
You know what's amazing though, bro? I called that shit at the beginning of the year. I forgot who I was talking to. I said, because we were talking, it was like when they started the season hot. You feel?
Yeah.
It was like, hey, the Braves body. I said, only thing that scared me if we don't maintain that shit until October.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah,
God damn it.
I feel like they got cold at the wrong time, but I still put the shit on Brian Snicker, bro. He's another Bobby Cox to me.
I ain't gonna shit on Bobby Cox, man. I like old Bobby.
I mean, Snick really ain't did no different. They both won World Series. They both done won a bunch of damn division champion, but they shit the bed more than they do anything else.
As a coach or a manager, as you call it in baseball, for a team like that, ain't too much managing you can goddamn do.
There is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all them niggas is just...
It ain't about the hit.
Super talented. Now, some of the decisions he made with the lineup, I was like...
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's questionable. Like, why you want to do that?
But why would you do it at this time? This is the most important time.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's his ultimate job. If you fail at that, you're supposed to be gone because that's what baseball is about. The players going to do what they do.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you can't mess up chemistry. You fucking with chemistry. And baseball is one of them tedious sports that you can't mess with like that. And then not only that, the decision when it comes to pitching. Like, we don't have shitty pitching all year, really. We only had two aces. That's Strider and Free. Outside of that, ain't nothing else. And it showed his face. It reared his face in the postseason.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Only win one game and barely won that damn game. Shout out to Money Mike. That damn catch. Went for that catch at the wall. Yeah.
Shout out to Sparta High School, man. These boys balling their ass off.
Yes,
D-boy is balling. I pray to God D-boy win it all and go to the state.
Shout out to number 54.
I really do. One time for nephew, number 54.
Jaden Foster.
Coach D, man.
Yeah.
One time for Coach D-Block. Yeah. Coach Kearney,
the
Coach
bro.
Jackson.
Yeah.
All of them, man. Them boys doing their thing with them guys. Shout out to you. Hey, real talk, shout out to Griffin High, too. I know y'all ain't quite there yet, but they got some young bulls out there.
Y'all got to put some weight on them
personally.
Boy. Let them boy eat. Give
shout
them
out
some
to
food.
Coach Tree
gonna,
like over
they
there.
They're going to get them. Yeah,
Coach Tree over there on the coaching staff. So, you know. Yeah, them boys doing their thing this year, man. I pray they win it. Win it all, for real.
Yeah, but I'm going to keep it all the way under because that's what I do. That damn listen, the defense is where it's supposed to be. That damn offensive play calling is bullshit. You hear me?
Who we talking about?
The offensive play calling is bullshit. Yes. Listen, you got the talent.
Ain't this, hold on. Ain't this our bro that's doing the offense?
Who?
D-Block. Quarterback coach.
He ain't the offense coordinator. He's not the play caller. Put all that shit out to the flats. Keep throwing that shit to the flats. Come on, man. Y'all got real wide receivers out here.
Yeah.
You got a real quarterback who can air that thing out. Air that damn thing out.
That is
come
true.
On, bro.
Turn you loose.
What working now? It's cool, but when you get in the playoff, it ain't worked. He paid 3 years. What the hell, man? You gotta switch this
I've
up.
Been
man.
Out of the loop. What?
Quad. And like I said, it worked. They averaging almost 40 points a game
this the first year
in region.
The same region.
Nah, this the second year.
Second year.
So it works in region, but when you get into the playoff, it's a whole different ball game. That shit that work in the season. Yeah. Like, what you holding back for?
Maybe they don't know. I don't know, bro. There's gotta be a reason why certain stuff don't get called.
Check this out.
Maybe them niggas ain't hitting it more than been practicing.
Nah, bullshit, bro. I go to every game. Right? We went when they made the playoff, last year, year before last. Drove 2 damn hours, bro. All the way up there damn near the F. For them to go out there and damn near lay a goose head. I think they end up scoring 3 points in the fourth quarter. That to the flat shit with the same shit that they ran that whole entire time. I'm like, the fuck, man? Throw something down the field. If you keep throwing to the flat, they going to sit on that all day. They'll give you that all day. You got to make them come off of that. Like, come on. Y'all done drove 2 hours, bro. Give these boys a chance. Let them show what they can do.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that pisses me off with. But overall, that's a damn good squad, man.
Is high school sports as big as you remember?
Certain team. But
I remember high school. I remember high school sports.
Yeah.
And even before we got to high school, the difference is I see that it don't shut the entire city down. You know, when we were younger.
No.
Friday night football, River High was that the city. Everybody's game
because
like we done grew now, so shit done advanced.
Well,
like,
one,
the field
got
is big
well, one,
for the community.
You got multiple
though.
High schools instead of one high school.
That's what I'm saying though. Is it still as big
two,
for the community? Like it was
I think
something
it's
that was,
only big when you're making a statement when you're doing something. Like I think it's at that point. Like if you win it, it's making a statement. It's big because if you look at just the crowd participation of the game. Spartan High games is more packed than Griffin High games.
Really?
Yeah, like they. Matter of fact,
yeah.
I just
should be nobody
at
Griffin game. No,
I just
no.
saw a picture. Was
real?
It? I think this morning.
Oh, bro.
They showed a picture of the stadium during the game, and they was like, they don't think nobody there but just the parents, or the players.
Part of it too, they not winning.
Yeah.
The other part is it was a Thursday night game, and they not winning.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, I'm gonna go out here and sit in the cold for a team that.
Oh,
no. But I would say this. Spalding still don't get the love that if it was if it was Griffin who was 8-0 right now, the city would have been shut down.
But
it would have been
is,
packed.
Is they got to win. That's how you know it's political. They got to win.
I think even if they win the championship, Spalding would never get what Griffin got
because of the history. Like,
yeah. Majority of the people here graduated from there.
Like, my wife is the first graduating class of Griffin High. I mean, of Spalding High. Like, she's the first class that graduated from Spalding High. That's her. Like, that's them. So, it ain't a lot of history there yet.
Exactly.
So,
but
Griffin High got
it's building, though.
Huh?
The history building.
Yeah, the history is building.
They need to just win.
They need to win one. I do feel like it'll be a little bit different. Of course, it ain't gonna be what Griffin High has established because, again,
it's the school that's established.
It's the school that's been established for years. Like our parents went to that school. Our grandparents,
I think
Famite. Then you feel what I'm saying?
I think if we be a little honest too, it comes down to people view it as a race thing. People view Spalding as being like this predominantly white, uppity type shit. Where
it ain't even like that.
There are some people who think that way. That's why they
that's
sold.
Some older head.
Yeah.
That's some older
exactly.
head.
Because that's how it really used to be. When you're talking about Fairmont, mm-hmm. like, it wasn't no Griffin.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying? That's where that comes from. So when they brought Spalding back, they looked at it like, no. Because if you look at when it really first started out, it was predominantly white people at Spalding. It was predominantly black at Griffin High. And then they started to put more to where more black people was out this
rezoning.
Way. Yeah. So that's where a lot of that comes in at. And when you think about, well, who's going to the game? It's a lot of the kids looking for something to do, and it's the older heads. That's who going to the game. It ain't really the people our age unless they kids actually playing. Mm-hmm. So when you break it down and you look at that, okay, it makes sense from an old head saying, hell no, I'm going with Griffin because this is how they grew up. It was split. Yeah. Spalding was always seen as the white people's school. Yeah. So it's hard for them to adopt that. I don't care if they win, lose, or draw. It's like, shit, I'm always going with Griffin. Yeah. That's how, you know, that.
Well, I'm considered neutral because I rock with both. One, because for I am Griffin High. Like,
yeah.
I bleed green and gold.
I am
Griffin High.
Exactly.
But at the same time, I'm living with two Jaguars.
Man, we Jaguar loaded, bro. We got our brothers on the staff.
Exactly. Like I'm living with two Jaguars. One of my brothers is a coach for the Jaguars.
Nephew on the team. Got a cousin on the team.
Like, I got two twin cousins on the team. Like, you feel me? Like, and then, like, me and the head coach, we're real close. Because we was track teammates.
That's my classmate.
We were track teammates in high school.
99.
So, I mean.
And he doing a phenomenal job, bro.
A fucking great job, bro. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Definitely. Like, that staff, man, I will say this. Those coaches care about those kids, man.
Yeah.
You see it. The passion is there. And then when you look at, even on the other side, with Tree over there, mm-hmm. that's our bro. Like, he went there. He's an alum. And to go back there, that speaks volumes.
Speaks a lot.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So for these guys to actually be from here, who's coaching on both sides and giving back, man, that ain't nothing but love.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, shout out to all of them, man.
Speaking of football, I touched on high school sports.
Hold on.
Before we get into before we leave the high school thing, what do y'all think about the NIL that they trying to do for the high school shit?
Chip
gone.
But I'm Hollywood from the goddamn moment I step off in this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Like, show for show.
But yeah, I don't think that shit down. They need to leave that shit alone.
I agree, bro.
But
I agree.
They say they going through with it, all right? Then they say they going through with it.
I'm pretty sure. Money, man. Everybody looking for way. Everything is about money now. Don't nobody care about morals. None of that shit no more. It's just about sports.
No longer existing. It's all business now.
Entertainment and business is big business.
Speaking of entertainment and business, man, y'all think, okay, we get on football. I know he got the Georgia Globe. They won today, too, right?
Yep.
You hearing this on a Thursday. We recording on a Saturday. People gonna be like, Jordan ain't play today, man, because we ain't recorded today. You listen to me.
Well, they know.
Instagram. Yeah, shout out to Instagram.
It's live. It's today. So they know.
Yeah, so but yeah, he got to go play. They won today. But what's y'all thoughts on the NFL season? If you follow into it,
man, like I don't
NFL football, but what's your thoughts on the season, the way shit panning out?
I don't follow NFL like I used to. I feel the shit is so watered down, man.
It is.
And
it's more entertainment now.
It is.
Goddamn actual football.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, some of these teams that popping up, it makes me feel good. Like your Detroit Lions and shit that suffered for so long. The Dolphins and shit, to finally see them. Yeah, to see them kind of making noise, like
that's all I like here.
Right. It's like that's cool, but then it's like, man, we done seen this shit before. Right? We done seen this episode. They start out good and get toward the end of the season is the shit that it always have been.
I say with NFL football,
yeah,
every dog has his day.
Yeah.
Your team can suck for 10 years straight, but y'all gonna have like the one or two seasons where you gonna be showing up. You know what I'm saying? You gonna be showing up. You just gotta wait for that shit to come around.
I don't even know where I'm at with their ass right now. Like,
I tell you exactly where I'm at. Heartbroken, disgusted, nauseated, tired, fed the fuck up. I don't know what to go on.
Shit, bro, that's why I'm not a fan. I used to be a fan. Before everybody jumped on the bandwagon.
Bro, to be honest with you, the Falcons are the reason I stopped paying attention to NFL football, bro. Like, I just this year, like, tried to tune in, and it's only because D is playing.
Yeah, but see, like, now that running back.
But other than that,
that running back, that, man, that boy, though.
Yeah,
He's a real threat on the field.
Now, if they can get a quarterback, I think they'll be all right.
You know what?
I think that's the difference, mate.
Right? Desmond Ridder, he was a rookie last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we went with Marcus Mariota. And everybody was like, put the rookie out. I'm like, you know what? I know he ain't ready. But they also knew that Marcus Mariota is not going to be a quarterback to get the job done.
He should have went on and pushed
him. Putting the rookie out there, hey, he might have sucked when he first got out of there, but he need to see the top-tier defense.
Yeah.
Because think about it, going into training camp this year, the only defense he has faced is his own.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He has seen a blitz coming from a Saints defense or from a Carolina defense. You know what I'm saying? He has seen that blitz package. He know the package. He has seen it done by those players. Yeah. You feel me? Put him out this year, didn't play none in the preseason. And I was like, hey, they know something he can't do.
Yeah.
Because they didn't put him out at all last year or the preseason. His first game was game one. That hit first time seeing a top-tier defense.
Is Mariota somebody he should have been sitting behind to learn from anyway?
But see, that's what they fucked up at, though, dog. That's what they fucked up at. At least bring somebody in. If you're going to have a person play 1 year, bring somebody in that can teach them something. Mariota can teach you how to sign a contract, stay here for a little while, then go on to the next goddamn team.
That's it.
You feel?
See, even at Tennessee, he ain't have to do shit. Henry carried that team. They're running.
See, I think that's what the Falcons were baiting on, though. They were like, well, we know we got a quarterback who ain't got no NFL experience, but we're going to put running back and weapons around him. One, he has not developed any chemistry with Kyle Pitts or Drake London. You can see it. You know what I'm saying? Passes that should have been out of his hand going to Pitts, he don't throw it. That's chemistry. Put running back. Yeah, he is the head off, but goddamn, you can only hand the ball off to the running back so many times for the other defense. No, all right, we better plug this gap up. We better put somebody over him just in case he get out of this little containment bubble. We're going to keep the running back in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like, y'all fuck the. I don't know if it's the organization, coaching, whatever it is, but they fucked that whole. You should have been building that camp. If he the new quarterback, y'all should have been stressing, okay. Nigga, get out here and throw the ball to Kyle Pitts. Y'all need to throw this bit back and forth until y'all get a rhythm. Drake London need to get him over here. You know what I'm saying? What the other dude named Smith, Get your ass over here. You know what I'm saying?
That take leadership from the quarterback level. And he's not. Exactly. He's not there. The quarterbacks are the one that go get their receivers and say, hey, come on. We're gonna go work in the offseason.
Yeah.
But that's
here,
why
there, and everywhere.
Get some real, you know what I mean?
But that's why you go get a quarterback who's been established and know how to do that. You should have brought him in last year. Like,
let him sit behind
I'm setting
him and
you
learn
up
it.
For what you got to get ready to start doing.
Yeah.
That's it.
But see,
they chose to go a whole nother route.
That's what old boy from the Jets would have got from
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
That's what they were hoping.
Yeah, but it wasn't enough time.
Yeah, like they started the process. Aaron got hurt.
Yep.
That fucked it up right
yeah.
now.
But so, now you got to push him back out there before you
like,
want it
we
to.
We were really hoping that for the next I gave Aaron Rodgers another. I gave him 2 years. In
yeah.
So I like, for the next 2 years, you feel steady under the bench.
Yep.
By that last year, now we got our starting quarterback. But now they like, Isaac, go on out there, do what you can.
Make the best of it.
Yeah, man.
It's tough. Dig it out.
It's tough, but see, even as a rookie though, like, is that can kind of be an excuse. But look at CJ Stroud. He's doing his damn thing. But then you take the number one overall pick, he's struggling like hell.
You got some. That's just it, bro. Like, you have some players who are just fit for the NFL. You got some players who are just
systems.
Not fit. And systems. That plays a part, too. So, like you fit for it. Like, you was meant for this shit.
Yeah.
But then if you just happen to get in the right system on top of it,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you ain't got no choice but to be great at it.
So, yeah. I guess it's safe to say, ain't that one of y'all got Super Bowl?
I don't. My thing is, I'm a Ravens fan. That's my team. Baltimore Ravens.
I don't really give a
shit.
Lamar Jackson is my starting quarterback on France. I need him to do better than he did last
year. Yeah. See, if I
need them 500 tomorrow. I need
them ball out. If I had to pick right now, I would say from the NFC, the strongest team right now is San Fran.
Oh, yeah. Side eye to Christian McCaffrey. Well, that I'm gonna call him a nigga, but you know, he ain't gonna look. But that motherfucker warned me, like, I won like 2 weeks straight because they like put
on
digits.
Hell bro. Yeah, bro. I think between them and the Eagles, but I think San Fran is stronger than the Eagles right now.
They defense always be strong.
Yeah.
Always.
AFC? That shit. The Chiefs, they scared me out. I think they missing a true receiver. I think that we're hurting them right now.
Yeah.
And Kelsey can't stay healthy.
You know what? I was talking to somebody about this. He at that point in his career where most tight ends start wearing down. I can only think of three tight ends, right, that were just past their prime a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And that was Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates, and Greg Olsen from Carolina.
Yeah,
them guys were able to play past their prime and be effective.
And still be effective, like
but
majorly
the thing
effective.
About Kelsey, he kind of started to slip into that grump. And you know that was a period of time where grump was the shit.
Yeah,
but that constant beating done got to him.
And he said that like
the way that you using that tight end as a wide receiver, so he gonna take more hits.
Yep.
He's already doing less blocking and more goddamn catching.
Yeah, he's already pretty much lined up like a slot receiver.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
He hitting that point. I hope he
running
got them
receiver tight routes and everything.
I hope he got his max contract because that's what they doing to him. Because Travis Kelce is supposed to be a threat anytime he on the field.
Yeah.
The power, the speed that he got at that position, he's supposed to be a threat. But he can't, like you say, he can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
And I think they done reached that point where. Yeah, that clock
gonna
start ticking. You know what I'm saying?
See, I think with Brock Purdy, I think he looked good because of the system. I don't really think he's that great of a quarterback. I just think with Shanahan, his system worked for anybody. I mean, look at Matt Ryan.
Same system that took him to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. Look at Garoppolo. Yeah. But look at Garoppolo with the Raiders.
He can't stay on the field. Hey, he might need to hang it up. He can't stay on the field. But that nigga hurt every year. I'm like, God damn it, Garoppolo, whatever the fuck your name is.
So what about Fields, man? What y'all think about Justin Fields, do you think he getting a fair shake, or he just not that quarterback?
I think that ain't the system for him. Whatever they offense,
Do you think part of it is him though, or is it just?
I don't really feel like he put in the work he should.
I agree with that.
True.
I think this.
I mean, but you got to think your work ethic pays off. Like your work, that shit shows and pays off.
You should be able to see it.
You should be able to see it.
At the same time, he a quarterback with an extreme amount of talent behind an offensive line that is horrible.
I agree. But
how you gonna be quarterback if ain't nobody blocking?
Here's something that I look at, and Vic attested to this, and
don't,
he
don't bring the Super.
No, I'm just being honest.
Comparing them.
Either. I'm not comparing them. Oh. I'm just saying what Vic admitted. He admitted to not putting in the work and just going off of natural talent. Mm-hmm. And you can see how with Vic, the running and all that stuff, you can see that with Phil, that he ain't putting in the work.
Life, bro. Ain't
Vic,
nobody blocking.
But Vic did the same thing, and
no,
he had,
was showing off a little bit.
No, he admitted. He admitted I didn't put in the work. I didn't study the playbook.
Yeah.
Had I studied the playbook, I would have been better. He said it wasn't until I got to Philadelphia that I learned how to become a quarterback. And I feel like that's where Fields is. He has not learned to become a quarterback. Part of it is who has he set behind to help him to get to where he need to get to.
But see, the organization, when they draft him, right, it's their job to put all the pieces in place to make him the best quarterback he going to be for the organization. They didn't do that. So, you can blame him, but
I blame both.
They were supposed to do.
I blame both.
Well, one, they should have got a fucking offensive line.
Shit, that take time, bro. You can only draft one or two players a year. But you gotta get your cornerstone quarterback if you can.
Yeah. Dog, they could have got offensive linemen and free agents. Some great offensive linemen. The problem is, bro, they didn't take the time to groom this amazing talent that you were bringing in. Yeah. Like, you were supposed to build, like, if you say, if you drafting a quarterback, you basically saying we building our program from the ground up.
I don't think they had belief.
You know what I'm saying? They were, because the defense ain't what it used to be.
True.
Defense used to be the shit.
But that's what Chicago had always been known for. They ain't never been known for offense.
They build them.
They always been known for defense and then tough nose football, running the ball.
But in today's league, and we got to move on to the next session. But in today's league, you got to have a quarterback.
You do.
So now you building from the ground up, and you went and got all these wide receivers and stuff. You need that. But he needs that line more.
Yeah,
he could have used
money
in free agency.
You got to have a line. You got to have some meat up in the trenches.
You
got
to have that protection to build chemistry.
You
got
to have meat in the trenches because you ain't got nobody to move, to create those holes for the running back, or to give him time to get the ball down the field. It ain't going to work.
You can't have him. Quarterback, man, that man be out there running like a chicken with his damn head cut off, just trying to. Oh shit! What out of bounds at? You feel?
That's gonna shorten his career.
But
you can see
the talent though. Yeah. Talent is
it's there. Now I think if he was in Atlanta along with Bijan,
he'll throw that more. The play act
will look crazy.
Like it'll be
one
retarded
thing about Fields.
Yeah.
He will throw the goddamn ball.
Yeah.
Really hold that, man. He a pat pat.
Yo.
Pat pat. That's what he is. You know what I'm saying? Then he decides to throw it. Pat pat.
Two misses.
Yeah, man. Throw the goddamn ball, nigga. Who's this?
But let that bitch go. Can't nobody do the pat pat butt pain.
But I just want to talk about one thing we ain't gonna get to talk
about.
One thing we won't get to talk about is NBA, because we're gonna say that for when the season.
Around the corner, preseason to start.
I mean, I'm just going to say real quick, but them Spurs is going to get back in the mix.
The young bull looking good, bro.
Hey.
Young bull balling.
Goddamn pop.
I'm watching them here and there, but they got to prove it in the season.
Yeah.
they got to prove it in the season.
Do something different, cause Trey ain't.
I like Trey, but I'm like, Trey ain't this shit working. Bro. Trey ain't it. I like Murray, though. But that's a whole nother.
I think Trey is nice, but they need somebody. They need somebody else to lead. Facts. They got Patty Mills, and facts. I would put Patty Mills as starting and let him lead the offense.
I like Murray, bro. Murray.
Because he comes from the championship caliber.
I'm curious to see what Milwaukee finna do now.
Yeah,
on paper, they are the champs.
On paper,
yep.
They are the champs.
They got the best. Shit. They got the best squad.
Think about that pick and roll with Damian Lillard and Giannis.
Yeah,
it's and see, you can't forget that. Middleton is on that damn team, and people gonna forget about him. Though, he gonna be the one that gonna be that X factor.
He got somebody.
Lopez on there, like people. You can't sleep on Lopez.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that on the next.
That's gonna be a fun one.
Why? What?
That's gonna be a fun one. Hey, we're gonna move on to
man, what happened to society? Why are we so brainwashed?
I'm about to say, let you give us a little bit more.
Why
content.
Do we feel that it's okay for certain things to happen, for certain things to go on?
When
why
you
do we
say,
feel that now that is the norm?
When you say brainwashed,
and
what do you
I mean is one. No, ain't no food restaurant.
They feeding you this, and it's taking over your mind.
I'm just curious of what happened
Tyrone.
To, like, I'm just curious of what happened to morals, self-respect, respect of others. Like, why is that not a norm now? And being thrown off, being disrespectful, being less self-respectful. Like, why is that a thing now?
Bro, that's a great question. You wanna answer
go
that
ahead,
first,
bro? Because I'm interested in him.
Bro, So I don't want to go.
I just look at people sometimes and I just be like, "What the fuck is this?" I
don't want to go too deep, but there's a few fronts. Like when we came up, there was foundations and things that were set in place, and something that actually drove and that kept a lot of bullshit that happens today from happening was fear. Mm-hmm. The fear of the unknown,
mm-hmm.
you know, it kept a lot of shit from happening. What people don't understand is fear is a protection for you. You know what I'm saying?
That's your spidey sense.
Hell yeah. It don't mean you have to. It don't mean, I'm scared of this motherfucker, I'm going to back down. It's like, like the fear of the unknown, like, you may do something in your head, end up somewhere you ain't supposed to be mm-hmm. or didn't want to be. You know what I'm saying? We had that protection. Now, I think what another part of what's wrong is, I'm going to be honest again with this shit, and I feel like there's not enough honesty. Our generation, the generation before us and the generation before us, fucking failed.
At what?
At parenting. So here's the thing. I'm not trying to tell I'm not trying to say there's a best way to parent. Everybody parent, like, we don't come with a fucking manual.
I was just going to say, I play devil advocate and be like, well, you got people that say,
right,
there's no guidebook.
Exactly. There's no booklet that we have. But the difference of the.
But.
Go ahead. Let me hear you.
But.
We might need the bartender.
Let me hear you.
Although, I don't know if the bartender got back yet. Button wouldn't drop the Bambino out.
Damn.
But all three of us lived under three different households but had similar upbringing.
Foundations. There's foundation. When you have foundation,
same values, same morals.
You're supposed to build on foundation. Nobody is really building on foundation anymore. So now, check this out. The games, right? Like I said, I go to a game pretty much every Friday. I go watch my nephew play. Bro, they come over the damn intercom thing at the end of every game. Call your parents. And, you know, if you haven't called them now, why are your kids being dropped off like this?
And they never made no announcement like that for
us. That's what I'm saying.
Because our parents were there.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Your parents was at the game with you.
How many times I walk from the football game, I'm going to be like, boy, we right here. You can walk.
like, so if the parents not monitoring what's going on, any fucking thing gonna go on. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, then drop the ball. Like, what the fuck? Like, we got to be teaching more to our kids, and I feel like these fucking devices, they teaching our kids. That's what raising our kid. They on YouTube, they watching anything, fucking Reddit, watching all kind of shit that they want to watch, and that was raising them. Even all the way down to the fucking music. Hell, I did rap music. When I step back and I look at some of the shit that I done, I look at myself I'm like, God, damn. I'm like, damn, I did that type of... So I started to try to change the type of music that I was doing, because I'm like, nah, this ain't... I know people hearing my shit. So I got to take something upon myself, too. I can't just say, oh, this is my freedom of speech. You don't want to hear it, then change. Fuck that. Like, bro, we all have a part to play. When we playing the wrong side of shit, it won't be long before we get what we got now.
Yeah, because that shit is... It's outrageous now, just looking at a lot of the shit that goes on when it comes to young men, when it comes to young women, and just looking at how they go about life now. Like, bro, you really don't have that much of care about yourself.
Who taught them conflict resolution?
That's true.
They ain't taught that. So they don't know how to, they don't know how to solve issues without violence. I don't care what happens. First thing they go to is violence. It's up and stuck. Yeah. We keep coming with all these different things to make us worse than what it is. This shit may seem fucking simple, but I pay attention to a lot of shit. I'm very observant. And red flags, they pop off to me. Think about when we were coming up. I'm going to use Christmas shit, right? Think about when we were coming up. Everybody had the love for Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Good old Saint Nick.
We knew the Grinch was out there, but the Grinch was, oh, that's bad. Yeah. Bad. I ain't fucking with the Grinch.
He Oscar the Grouch.
Right. But now, look, when Christmas come around, everybody, Grinch.
They love him.
They love him. Yeah. You go to the store. But hold on. You go to the Christmas parade, everybody in the fucking parade is the Grinch.
I saw like 20 last. It's the Grinch. Man, they got like
40
Grinches in the damn
place. Hell yeah. Christmas.
He done paid by me 40 times.
Christmas pajamas. Everybody wearing the Grinch. Everybody is a fucking Grinch now.
Yeah.
The Grinch, the new Santa Claus. That nigga said, I'm like, if the Grinch go wild, I'm
I told my family, I said, at this point, I won't be surprised, because, you know, Santa's supposed to always be at the end of the parade. I said, I won't be surprised if it's the fucking Grinch at the end of the parade. But see, my thing is, we watched it coming up young, but we knew the Grinch was
bad.
Yeah,
he's not bad. He's the good guy of the school.
He is not the fucking, he is not the good guy,
bro. He's the sour patch, that's what you're saying.
Hero, he started off bad because he hate criminals and he stole all their shit.
Yeah,
but he grew a heart
and felt bad bro, about and he it. Took that bro, shit everybody back, that and shit back.
Bro,
he say he fucked up Christmas bro. And he saved it all the same. Time.
Bro, that called the fucking what that shit is yep. The what's that candy with the fucking the kids patch. The
sour patch,
kid. Like, come the fuck on, man. I'ma rip your damn face off, but I'ma hug you and tell you I'm sorry for ripping your face off. Like, get the fuck. Like, no, but I just think shit done shifted. And everybody like bad. Really, they done made bad good.
Like, it bothers me to look at these young dudes going around taking each other's lives and shit. Yeah. And then, but what really bothers me is watching these young females to be so uneducated and ratchet and to think that shit is fucking cute.
But it's the behavior.
Like it was funny that I didn't, normally if I post something on Facebook, I get a response, right? Mm-hmm. But I posted something the other day, right? And it was a picture of four ratchet ass artists now in the game. Mm-hmm. I was like, is this what we are, you know, teaching our young fellas to, like, do we want our boys to bring these type of women home and do we want our young girls acting like this?
That's funny.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, is this what we promote now?
Let me tell you
like,
why it's funny. Because it used to be where it would say, don't bring this kind of guy home.
Yeah.
It wasn't don't bring this kind of female. Right. It was don't bring this kind of guy home. Now,
but now it's like, shit, bring that little ratchet ass motherfucker on in him.
But here's...
I don't know. Don't bring that hot tail ass girl over him.
Here's the other thing, though. The ones you speaking about, like what I was just talking about, the foundation and the raising of kids and shit, those are, they going to have babies.
Yeah.
Think about it. If they already on this ignorant shit, they going to have babies. It's only going to get more ignorant.
Yeah.
So when that's why I said when you look at the generations, they ain't taught no, they have not taught for,
like you really have,
for the better to improve on where we came from.
All I can say is, I'm out of time thugging with my rhyme. A coochie paint, a booty hole.
And that's what the kids listening to. And then, you know, we
ski, goddamn.
All the balls of the year right now.
And then we wonder why we are where we are.
We're promoting it, like, why is this okay? Like,
But here's
the funny part.
Yeah.
One of my favorite artists, Andre 3000, said it best. It's going to be a time when you want to see and know what a lady is, you have to go to a museum.
Right.
Say something about
if you control the media, you control the mind. And the white people know that.
Brainwashed.
And that's why and that's why... And that's why they own the media.
Brainwashed like a mug.
No, I'm not going there. What I'm saying is, they know that the media controls the mind. So that's why they own the media.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm not finna let somebody else teach my kid. But we allow for everybody else to teach our kids.
Other than us.
We're not teaching our kid. And that's, to me... We are three.
Hold on.
We are three black men right now having this discussion. That means we know better. Which 9 times out of 10 tells me all three of us are teaching our kids.
Man, you better know it.
See what I'm saying? Man. But the ones who out here doing whatever, they ain't worrying about all this because they just caring about the entertainment. They ain't teaching their kid. They letting all this other stuff teach their kid that we're talking about right now.
Sorry, I had it.
No, you good.
Alcohol coming. I got
it. The artists that y'all are talking about are the ones that are teaching these kids.
True.
That's what's happening. They teach them the next.
I will say this. Good. I not only teach my son, but I also try to instill it around the kids that are around me. Stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because I know now, granted, I'm not gonna say I know, but I will say I know because I know that their parents are also instilling some of the same things I'm instilling.
Mm-hmm.
But then I do have some where they ain't getting none of that, and you can see it,
yeah,
like you can see it in their behavior. How they conduct themselves, and you can tell when stuff is not normal to them, but it's normal to the ones who have that foundation.
It's from that. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. The ones like that we talking about with the wretchedness and stuff like that. What they think they doing, what they're doing, they think is right.
They feel is right and
because
normal.
That's their environment. That's what's normal to them, right? But the thing about it is like. Is it really right? Is it really normal? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To them, it is because that's the environment.
That's what
but,
they know.
But
like,
that shit is not normal.
No, it's not.
Right.
It's not at all. But here's the thing with the youth. Shout out to the bartender. But. So when you come down to it and you talk about like teaching the youth and kind of trying to instill things into them. Mm-hmm. Me and one of my bro, we had a conversation on this, and it's like, you can do that because they say, hey, let's target the youth because the adult, they already set in their way. But I'm like, really, you still can't unless you have that youth with you almost 24/7. Because at the end of the day, they got to go back to that environment.
Back to that environment. Facts.
So you can say whatever you want to say to them, but when they but when they're like, bro, I live here, you don't. When you going back to wherever you going to where shit is okay, it ain't okay.
Shit still going down. Where I'm where I got to go.
So I got to survive.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, we all, like, some of us had that same dilemma, though. You know what I'm saying? We had that same, like, I can use myself as an example. You know what I'm saying? Like, of what you just said. Mm-hmm. You can have, you can take me shit, you can show me shit, you can introduce me to shit. But when this shit over,
I still got this shit going on at the house.
Yeah. I had to live here, nigga. You don't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit ain't helping me with nowhere with where I'm going to be.
I can't use this here.
Yeah, I like it. It cool, y'all taking me fishing, but ain't no ponds ain't got them police apartments.
I'm about to get on this bike.
You feel me? Like,
you know what I'm saying? Go over here to the back road.
So, like, when you go back
catch
home.
Catch up with my partner, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You go back home and eat your good fish dinner. We got fish sticks, man. We just made it high. You feel?
Exactly, bro.
So, we ain't fed, but it's just a little bit different.
But it takes somebody to say, I want different for me, but I most importantly want different for mine, which is my kid. That what has to happen. Once you start saying you want different, you'll start planning different. Because you're going to start setting different goals.
Different as well.
Yeah. So once you start setting those goals, you got to have a plan in order to achieve those goals. Yeah. If you don't have none of that shit, you're going to stay complacent and stay where you at.
Well, definitely.
We are a testament to what you just said.
Facts.
Our kids, like I said, I got suburban kids. Suburban kids, they got all of them. You know what I'm saying? They are all suburban. Like, they have no clue.
They don't know what age you have no clue what the fuck I had to do
when I was your age.
Bro,
yeah.
Bro, we went to a
But I'm the person who decided to make it better though. Like, I don't want you to have to do that, but you still don't have no clue.
I'm gonna touch on that from my perspective.
When you said suburban kids, when we went out for your birthday though. Uh-huh. Steak and lobster dinner. Mm-hmm. You trying to order that.
Kids.
You feel me? And then got mad because you couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Like, bro, that's a $40 dinner you trying to order for yourself.
Like, my youngest one is under
my nigga, you don't work nowhere.
My youngest is under the impression that every time we leave the house as a family, we have to stop at a restaurant and get something. And I'm like, dude, we just going to get some fucking Walmart shit. Like, simple groceries, you know what I'm saying?
That's established behavior.
Like, if we leave church on Sunday morning, in his head, we have to stop.
Because.
And I'm like, when you grow up in
But the kids know that, hey, we don't stop several times before.
Uh-huh.
What makes this time different? They don't.
You ain't routinely ordered no fucking steak and lobster. So I don't know where the hell that came from. You don't routinely order that shit. The math ain't math.
In a way, though, I'm trying to stick up for Cole.
Now,
in a way,
that.
It's our fault.
No, it's not.
Because we made them so fucking comfortable.
Entitled.
They so
entitled.
I don't make them entitled on shit.
Entitled, bro. Whether you see it or not.
No.
Yeah.
They are so comfortable asking for and getting what they might not get it right then.
But they're so comfortable with asking and getting what they ask for eventually. That's the entitlement that I'm speaking on.
Like, I'm going to be honest with you. When me and my wife first met, right, my youngest child, like, he was born before we got married, right? So I was already a parent to two kids.
Right.
I was already
same here,
bro. Yeah, I was already instilled with hell no. I had to get it out of the mud.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't just getting no shit like that. You feel? I met my wife.
What the hell no.
I met my wife who come from a different background than I came from coming up. Because it was like, yeah. Hey, you got to go get your own. Uh-huh. Where she was raised was here. Yeah, here, you go. Here,
here.
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 You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we get together.
Yeah.
It's like, hell no.
Because she, you know what I'm saying?
Just be real though. Right. Eventually it'd be like.
But because they don't beat you down enough to where you like, I don't even want to fight this battle.
Like, fight yeah. it.
Like yeah. all right, you want, okay.
Yeah.
All right, to the point to where I feel like there's a certain age that if you, this certain age, your ass better come ask me about getting something out the kitchen. Now, once you get another, you like
another
team,
level.
Like, now
little
you
bit more independency.
Yeah, but you got to say, hey, I'm getting. You know what I'm yeah. saying? Oh, I got. But shit, you under 12, your ass better be saying, can I get it,
you
motherfucker?
Got, you like, get a little bit of rank.
Hell yeah.
You got to get a little bit of rank. You like, yeah. come,
I see, like,
come
now.
Come in the kitchen with and just mine,
grab
some shit.
Some shit. Yeah.
See, like, now with mine, 14.
I go in that motherfucker looking for something and can't find it.
So now it's
all
like,
gone.
You done turned into Pops from Friday. That's what yeah. it is. Every time I'm in the kitchen,
you in the kitchen. Eating up all the food.
Damn refrigerator.
But
you.
I wanted to give my perspective on something that you were just talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah.
With your kids.
Yeah, they should get in every, like, it's programmed. Like, well, another example, the baby boy. It's yeah. always the younger two. The older two, older now. One's an adult, you know what I'm saying? One is mm-hmm. transforming into an adult. Still asking for shit.
Yeah.
But it's not as repeated. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But the younger two, they're the babies, so in their head, like he thinks, we go to Walmart, oh, I'm getting a toy. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm getting something out of it. And oh, I'm yeah. like, hey, bro, we can't get some goddamn cookie dough. We got damn right about this bitch.
That's how we're doing today.
But yeah,
that's how we're doing today.
Something that you said a little bit before that, like I taught my kids coming up, once they got old enough, I didn't sugarcoat shit. And I shared with them some shit from my past that I did that was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Most parents don't tell their kids the fucked up shit that they did. They try to hide that shit until their kid, they look like, you do no wrong.
Right.
And it's like, no, you need to kind of tell them motherfuckers something and teach them off of it. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Boom, look, I'm going to keep this shit with me.
Exactly. I ain't always Superman.
Hell yeah. I'm going to keep this shit fucking with
you. Mine will tell you straight up, straight forward. Nah, my dad ain't finna sugarcoat nothing.
I ain't going to lie to you.
I don't hold nothing.
Like, look, this is why I'm telling you this.
He's at that,
because
he's at that point in his life where he can understand more.
He's growing into a young man.
And he's growing into a young man. So now it's like.
Not just a young man. A young black man.
A young black man. So I told him, I said, son, I'm going to tell you like this. From this point on, like, you ain't finna get no more yelling from me.
Mm-hmm.
I
had that conversation with
I'm gonna tell you just like this. When I come to you, I'm gonna come to you man to man because you're becoming one.
Mm-hmm.
So I need for you to understand what it feels like, one, and what it's gonna look like, two, when I come to you that way. Like, all this shit you doing ain't gonna be no more. Like, I'm gonna give it to you straight up.
I always got not pushed back, but kind of side eyed look. How I talk. Like my oldest, it was always, when he was younger, it was always like, even in my family, right, they would look at me and be like, why you talking the way you talk? Because I'm like, he got to learn this, this how the world gonna talk. Like, y'all got them talking baby talking, talking down to
him. Yeah, like, they ain't finna do this shit.
We're gonna eat his ass up and ain't gonna spit him out.
Like, exactly.
If you're gonna hear how you gonna be talked to, I want it to come out of me because the way you see me, is how to fucking
and
world,
how to manage
how gonna,
those situations.
Yeah, how you gonna come into the world?
Yeah.
So me and him always had a open. That one thing I pride about him in my relationship is totally open. You know what I'm saying? Whatever fuck you need to talk about, we can talk about it. But it's gonna be talked as in I'm not for the sugarcoat and shit.
Bro,
I'm gonna tell you why you fucked up. You know
what
I'm saying?
Straight up.
You feel me? And it's been like that since he was a little one. Like, hey, don't.
But look,
fucking up. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
not to get religious or anything, but the Bible said, raise a child in the way that they should go.
Exactly.
right? Exactly. So that's what you saying. That's what the Bible's saying to do. That's what we supposed to do. And that, you know, to your initial question of what's wrong with society, not teaching the youth in the way that they should go, because at some point the youth is going to become the adult, the elder, you know, all of that. So it ain't enough.
Some youth.
It ain't going to be enough wisdom to pass down because they ain't learned shit.
The wisdom is fading.
My mama always taught me as if I was a small adult.
Yeah.
Is that how my mama always taught me?
Both my parents always taught me that
she
way.
She taught you as if you're a small adult.
Mm-hmm. How many kids are in grown people conversation now? Well, when we came up,
all
it would get y'all ass outside.
Yeah, yeah. Get your ass out of my mouth and get out of here.
How many times were you speaking on or going in the store? Did your mama say to you?
Say nothing. You could just be looking at their mama.
Yeah.
Get out of my mom.
Yeah.
Or just hanging around. It's different though, because my mom hung out with her cousins with her. You know what I'm saying? So I got to just.
To a certain extent.
I got to sit around.
To a certain extent.
But how many times did your mama tell you? Before y'all went in a store, that you ain't getting shit,
don't ask for shit,
and don't touch shit.
Exactly.
And when you push this bucket, you better not hit my motherfucking hand.
Okay.
Huh? We don't tell our kid that now. Right, so when they go in the store, that's the reason why they think.
I know right now.
That's why they think they supposed to get some
bucket,
shit.
But you better be in front of me while you push the damn bucket. Don't get behind me.
You know why we don't tell them? We walk behind them.
Hell yeah.
No. I'm talking about the touching shit, the asking for shit. That was the discussion before you went in the store.
Well, see, mine, I think he done got to the point where now he know when to pick and choose his battles. Oh, yeah. He kind of know when he can get a yes from daddy. Because my youngest goes to his mama.
He don't come to me.
My thing is, as long as you continue your straight A's and as long as you stay out of trouble at home and at school, I'm going to pretty much give you a yes, depending on what it is.
Depending on what it is.
It's just like I said, drop the bambino off.
No.
Like,
I tell them like this, no, nigga.
Fuck out my face. No, nigga.
No.
But see, even mine, though, he ain't even finna go to that.
That's why mine go to his mama. He know daddy gonna say no.
He already know daddy gonna tell him no. So he already know.
When he do ask me for something, he gonna be hanging on to a corner.
But that,
his ass ain't gonna be straight up. Mm, hey, that. Nah, that ass gonna be.
Just start wrapping it up. I think that was a good discussion point. And that was a good answer, though, because
real
with you, there's multiple reasons why society is the way it is.
Yeah, that's a lot of shit.
From one point of view, that's a dope point of view.
Yeah.
Dope topic. That type of shit we try to get into. On DSA Park.
That shit,
we come to the the end of the episode, man. We got a lot of shit talked about. Sports, got that in. We tried to answer why society fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
It just so much goes into that pot of the reasoning.
And now we get into the part where we get
a t-shirt made. Bring back the village.
You get to the point where we give out.
Divided, we fall. That's why we need
unity. We conquer.
Shameless plug, my nigga.
it's already live. It's already on the camera, baby. Divided, we fall, baby.
Unity, we conquer.
Unity is the only way.
We gotta do that real quick. Hey, check us out.
Unity, hit me up for the unity merch.
Check us out at D_D.S.A podcast on Instagram. Hit us up. Check me out at Shows Boy.
Shout out to us, man.
Hit me up at Real X Ignos, and he giving out shameless plug. Pete Shirt.
Hey.
Shout out
Unity _Brands with a Z. 2020.
But you already know what is happening. Yes, Lord, this your country cousin. Look right there in front of you. One time for game life. Yes, Lord, you already know.
Tell him what it means, bro. Tell him what it stands for.
You already know you can find me at your country cousin.
Tell him what it stands for, real quick.
What it stands for? Game life. Getting all knowledge from God, living in faith every day. That's how we do it. Real quick.
Oh, I already said, man.
Yeah, he said it.
You know what they understand?